Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second, the second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting third, the third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting seventh, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykstra moves to second. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doran. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Doran steals second. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doran moves to third. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling has Doran trapped. There's the throw to Johnson and over to Carter, who tags Doran for the out. Walling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field. Hatcher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hatcher. Carter moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Duran catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. Two outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Darling reaches second base with a double. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-1 in the game. Walling hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Darling hits a line drive towards third. Walling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Ashby moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher who is chasing the ball. Hernandez reaches third base with a triple. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doran. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Doran steals second. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 2 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. Doran moves to third. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baz strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Poll pinch hits for Mike Scott. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Dykstra reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-3 in the game. Walling takes first base on ball 4. Doran moves to second. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Doran moves to third. Walling moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Doran scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco fires to first and has Baz trapped. There's the throw to Santana, who tags Baz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter is hit by the pitch. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Orozco covering, for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Ty Waller pinch runs for Alan Ashby. Dickie Thon pinch hits for Craig Reynolds. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waller moves to second. Jim Pankowitz pinch hits for Larry Anderson. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Mark Bailey now catching. Dickie Thon now playing shortstop. Dave Meads now pitching. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykstra strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 4 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Gene Walter now pitching. Mukey Wilson now playing center field. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walling for the out. Doran moves to second. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis is walked intentionally. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 4 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. Davis moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.